This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. This week, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals delivered the ruling that said the Texas voter ID law violates a key section of the Voting Rights Act. The courts have held that Texas voter ID undercuts federal protections for Hispanics and African American voters. The courts have ordered that the state find remedies for the law before the presidential election. A hearing to decide what that might look like is set for August 17th. One possible solution could include a robust state voter information campaign. University of Houston professor Jim Granato conducted a study of how voter ID impacted the 23rd Congressional District of Texas. He found that voter ID and confusion over proper documents kept many eligible voters from the polls, and that could have been enough to decide the election.
The surprising finding for us was we found that people that did not vote were confused as to whether or not they had the appropriate ID. And in fact, a percentage did have sufficient identification to vote and didn't know that.
The things you need to vote, driver's license or concealed handgun license, there's certain things you can have to allow you to vote, but people felt like they didn't have that.
Correct.
And that correct. They just didn't bother to find out?
That I don't know. That we didn't, we didn't follow up with a question on that. But it was the part that was interesting is that they had, of the seven forms of ID, they had at least one appropriate form, and they didn't realize it, or they just weren't educated enough on the appropriate ID to know.
So how did you establish this?
Through the survey, through a set of questions. We focused on non-voters,
and you asked them about why they didn't vote. About how many said it was because of concerns about the voter ID?
I don't have the number in front of me. I think it was about a little over 5%, yeah, I believe.
5.8%. That's quite a bit of percentage of voters who stayed home, and that could be enough to swing an election.
A close one, exactly. Because the margin of victory for Will Hurd was, I believe, about 2,400.
Right. And Pete Gallego, the Democrat, he lost the election. Will Hurd, the Republican, won, and the district swung. It's a swing district. And
correct.
And these are the kind of districts where a point here, a point there, makes a big difference.
Exactly. It can change the outcome of the election.
And so now with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that the Texas voter ID law needs to be fixed before the November presidential election, and right. It's also when this 23rd Congressional District is in play again, and again, Pete Gallego, the Democrat, and Will Hurd, the Republican, are facing off again. Is it possible to fix voter ID as you see it?
There's two things that I think will probably happen. One is the number of documents, number of IDs that are allowed will expand. That, I suspect that'll be one of the remedies. And the second thing is the education program that's available to voters to understand that they do have the appropriate ID. I think the state spends about $2 million on that. And I have not looked and evaluated the education program, the awareness program.
The awareness program that the state of Texas generally has for elections and voter outreach tends to be driven towards a technology, website information, and smartphone apps.
Right. The question then is that sufficient to create awareness? And the answer is it appears, given the size that we found of people that did have appropriate ID and didn't know it, suggests that the outreach needs to be reexamined.
Right, because using technology to try to drive this information forward, it does seem to hit a certain segment of the population.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know, things like social media are used as well. I mean, that would hit the younger voters for sure. And then for older folks, it could be a mailing or something like that. But again, I don't know if they use mailing or not.
Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, they weren't the first court to rule that Texas voter ID is an issue, is discriminatory. Do you think that it's this finding by the court, does that settle this argument? And your study, they seem to sync up pretty well, that there's evidence that the voter ID is hurting voter turnout.
The conclusion we reached was, again, it was just one sample, but what we found was there was was sufficient number of people, sufficient percentage to sway close elections.
Jim Granato is a professor at the University of Houston and the director of the UH Hobby Center for Public Policy.